So, you know, every once in a while, a gospel or a scripture passage reminds me of a song, and this Sunday's no different. It's the standard here at Incarnation. We used to sing it when we dismissed the children to their liturgy of the word. You'll know it when I sing the refrain. You are the voice of the living God, calling us now to live in your love, to be children of God once again. You recognized the song. You probably, as soon as I sung the first note, if you didn't know it before I started singing. Songs are like that. We know the tune. Sometimes, just as soon as we hear that first note, some songs call us. They call to us deep in our soul, just like some voices. But as you know, just like there are songs that lift us up, there are songs that are dark and violent and hateful. The voices reflected in the songs are all around us. The voices of our culture, the culture St. John Paul II called the culture of death, does not always have our best interest at heart. They call us to hate each other, to see others as the enemy. There are voices in our culture that call us to buy more, live in fear because someone is always out to get us. They call us to abandon our faith because it's not scientific or it's hypocritical. These voices see the church as the enemy of love, not as its deepest and most ardent supporter of love. We are called every day to make a choice as to which voices we are to listen to, the voices of fear or the voices of faith and love. Now, we don't read it in this part of the gospel today, but you may know that Jesus has given the Jews of the day some news they didn't want to hear. They were pestering him to answer the question that was on everybody's mind. Are you the Messiah? They wanted to know. He responded to them that he had already told them that his works speak for themselves, but they didn't believe him because they were not his sheep. And he goes on to say what we read today, to claim that he and the Father are one. They almost stoned him over that because they thought that as a man he was claiming he was God, but he wasn't. He claimed he was the Son of God. I brought this up to give some context to this gospel passage and to explain why this gospel is so important. For in it, Jesus is claiming us as his own, given to him by God. For in it, Jesus is claiming for us, the Gentile, the non-Jew, eternal life. In it, he is claiming we will never perish. In it, Jesus tells us about the power of his voice and the importance of recognizing him as the Good Shepherd. It's a pretty strong declaration, isn't it? It's a pretty powerful voice. It can be a pretty powerful voice in our life. So he says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. Now, you may already know this about sheep, but they know their shepherd's voice. They will not follow another shepherd. In an area where there are many other sheep and shepherds, they are able to distinguish and only follow their shepherd. Are we able to hear Jesus' voice? Or when we hear Jesus' voice, what do we do with that? Are we at least as smart as sheep? Now, we've all experienced in our lives the power of somebody's voice. You know, if you're like me, it was the sound of my mother's voice. It gave me the immediate direction of what I was supposed to be doing. The words were not even important. Her tone often gave me all the information that I needed. So what do we do with Jesus' tone? How do we follow him? Do we act like Martha and go about serving the poor in our midst as Jesus commanded us to do in Matthew 25? Showing our love for Jesus and feeding the sheep as he commanded Peter in last week's gospel? Are our lives active in the service of God? If we are, this indeed is a very good thing. For it is what Jesus did when he fed the hungry, clothed the naked, comforted the sorrowful. It is the way that I, and I know you have acted in your life when you hear the voice of Jesus. But there's another way to react to Jesus' voice. And if you remember the story of Mary and Martha, the other thing we do is just listen. Listen to his voice and do the better thing. That doesn't mean we should abandon the activity Jesus commands us to do in Matthew 25, of course. Imagine a church with no active ministries. It's just that to listen to Jesus' voice, his words from the gospel, spending time with him in the quiet, in the silence, is the only place sometimes we can hear him. It is the better thing. But it's a both-and thing, as a lot of Catholic things are. Activity and listening. Both are our vocations, and both are our calling. So I was having lunch with a friend the other day, and he pointed out that in all of human history, all our voices have been unique. Not one is the same. And then he asked this question. I wonder what Jesus' voice sounded like. What a fascinating question. It made me wonder, if Jesus were talking to me right now, how would I know it was him? Now, we have the Gospels that have written down many of his words, but we don't have an MP3 of his voice, you know, no audio track. We just have to kind of guess. But that doesn't mean we are left alone with no voice to guide us, no ability to have Jesus speak with us. Jesus left us an advocate, the Holy Spirit, the voice of truth. In John 16, Jesus says, when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak what he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Jesus will speak to us through the Holy Spirit. And again, in Romans 8, verse 26, it tells us the Spirit, too, also comes to us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit itself intercedes with inexpressible groaning. In one translation, it's not inexpressible groaning, but with sighs too deep for words. It is this groaning, these sighs, that the Spirit guides us, speaks to us, if you will, in ways that we understand at our core, even though we may not hear words exactly. That will lead us to eternal life, the eternal life that Jesus speaks about. This is why I wanted to focus on this idea of listening, of choosing the better way, of spending time in prayer. But it's in these moments we can hear the voice of Jesus through the Holy Spirit and gain the strength to love. So take heart. If today your life seems too crazy for words, if your life feels like a mess, take a moment to hear the voice of truth, the one Spirit in Christ. And remember, we're in the Father's hands and can never be taken out. Amen.
Amen.